You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Does it seem like God is not moving fast enough? Does he really mean what he says when he makes a promise? Hebrews chapter 6. Let's read verse 10. For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do. It's easy to think that God has forgotten us. But God would cease to be God. He would be unjust, in the words of the author of Hebrews, if he forgot us and the promises that he has made to us. God sees our work and love, and he remembers. He doesn't change, and he doesn't lose. As he has been faithful with us in our own life, as he was faithful with many before us, so will he continue to be faithful. Hebrews chapter 6, 13 to 15. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless you and multiply you. And thus Abraham, having patiently waited, obtained the promise. We have inherited God's promises like Abraham. Abraham waited 25 years between when God first promised that he will make him a great nation. We see that in Genesis 12. And Isaac's birth when Abraham was 100 years old, in Genesis 21. Through Isaac, Abraham had a son and could actually become a great nation. Now 25 years, that's a very long time, especially when Abraham and Sarah were growing that old. But God came through. God made a promise to Abraham and then confirmed it with an oath. It's only after Abraham revealed his obedience to God that God swore in Genesis 22 that he will fulfill his promise. Are we discouraged in our waiting for God to act in his timing? Do we need to choose to preach to ourselves and remember that God's promises hold true, even when our needs seem too great to wait any longer? Hebrews 6, 19 to 20. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. An anchor keeps a ship secure and upright at sea. We instinctively choose various kinds of anchors for security. Maybe it's money, our reputation, our families, or relationships we have. The anchor spoken of here is Jesus. Jesus is in the inner shrine of the temple. The most sacred of all places in the temple was the Holy of Holies, where Jesus was. This is where God's presence dwelt in a very special way among his people. We have this hope which is connected to Jesus, because we are anchored to Jesus. And hope is not a subjective reality. It's not about our wishful thinking or longing. It's the content of what God has done in Christ. So let us choose to grip onto Christ, our forerunner, our pioneer, when the storms of life come through.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.